Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Olivia, this has been a great show talking about Tahiti.
It has been great to learn about more about this paradise that you hear so much about, but there's even more that you have to get out and discover yourself. And now we're going somewhere slightly different.
A little bit slightly different. I mean, hey, there's so many great things to see and do here in the United States, and we love to talk about them based on the inspiration from a little old quarter that you have in your pocket.
Yes, this is our quarter mile segment, and we're looking at the designs that were chosen by each state. There was a lengthy process, and they chose something that would represent the beauty of their state or its history or culture. So it's a special thing. It means something, and it's worth learning more about.
It really is. And we had the idea that why not go and visit these states based on that diagram that's on the back of the quarter or the tails side of the quarter, and use that really as your inspiration to check out different things in the state. Because obviously, like you said, if those things are featured on the quarter, they must be pretty important.
And we've come across some really cool trip ideas so far, I'd say.
I'd say as well. So what state are we talking about today?
We're looking at West Virginia. So again, very different from Tahiti, but beautiful
no,
in
no
its
blue
own
water.
Way. we're looking at a river today. So.
Okay, so we still got the water.
Yes. And this design was released in 2005, and it depicts the New River and the New River Gorge Bridge. Bears the inscription New River Gorge, and it's to showcase the state's natural beauty. And I have to say, looking at the New River Gorge State Park website, there's some really great in-depth information there. So you could plan a whole trip around just this one state park. There's so much to do.
Wow, that's fascinating. You know, I always say I love those destinations and those places where you can go where the whole family
yes.
can have something to do and not just, you know, one or two people having a great time and everyone else is waiting for their turn.
Exactly.
So this sounds like a good spot for that.
Yes. And the New River is actually one of the oldest rivers on the continent. It's carved and continues to carve the deepest and longest gorge in the Appalachian Mountains. So you can imagine the views there. A very nice kind of a canyon with the mountains and the river. So very scenic. And there are lots of great hikes you can go on, of course.
Wow. It sounds great for hiking. In this part of the Appalachian Trail, it sounds like.
Yes, it is. And it encompasses 70,000 acres of land through the deep canyons along 53 miles of river. So I don't think you'll, you know, get too crowded there.
I don't think so either. But I mean, with 53 miles of river, I mean, that's a lot of area there for you to do a lot of different water sports as well, I would think. Especially
exactly.
Fishing.
Yes, it's a very popular fishing destination and also river rafting because it is a whitewater river.
That sounds like fun.
Yes. And there are also several historic areas within the park, perfect for sightseeing and walking tours, because this was once a very popular coal and mining area. So there are lots of old communities there, and they've restored many of the original buildings. So there's some great walking tours within the park, first being Thurmond. It was a classic boom town of the early 1900s, and a lot of the buildings are relatively untouched. You've got a passenger depot building, a commissary, National Bank building, and more. And they're also, with all of these historic districts, there's some great hiking trails just right off from those districts. So you can go throughout the town and see the sights, and then you can also get a hike in as well.
Well, I love that because you can go right along those old roads and the railroad grades as well. So that
yes.
sounds fantastic. Probably some good pictures, too, for those people who are into Instagram. Sounds very Instagrammable.
Yes, absolutely.
What else is there?
The next area is Nettleburg. It's an old coal town and considered one of the most intact examples of a coal mining complex. So they've preserved a lot of the original machinery and buildings there. And in this area, you'll find historic markers providing information for what was once the site of an African-American community that mined coal, too. So they've preserved a lot of their churches, schools, and other community buildings there. So there's some really great markers just along the way as you're driving through that area.
And that sounds like some of that little unknown kind of history
yes.
that I would think would be a really great find for the history buffs.
Absolutely. And for those who just want to see the views, there's Grandview, which is true to its name. The Grandview Rim Trail provides gorgeous views of the gorge and the river. It's also known for its purple and white rhododendrons in the spring and summer.
Sounds nice.
And there's also a visitor center there that provides the view of the deepest part of the gorge. You can just go to the visitor center and knock that out.
Well, that sounds great. The Fayette Station Road, which is a winding 100-year-old road, it takes you through many of the gorge's former communities, so you can actually do that as well and really check out all of these different communities.
Yes, there are plenty of places to stop along the way, some historic markers again, so keep an eye out for those. And another great thing about this website is that there are lots of audio tours that you can download and listen to as you're driving.
Well, that sounds fantastic. Now, this is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and we're in the quarter mile section of the show where we talk about states based on that little old quarter that's in your pocket, and hope that's inspiration for you to check out some of the states here in the U.S. based on that quarter and the design that's on the back of it.
Yes, and we're looking at the West Virginia State Quarter, which is highlighting the River Gorge State Park, but specifically the New River Gorge Bridge. And this bridge is one of the most photographed places in West Virginia, and it's the longest span of steel in the Western Hemisphere. So it's quite a feat of architecture.
Well, that's just fascinating to even think of that. I mean, you know that somewhere there is that, but to just think about, you know, finding out where it is,
yes,
makes me really want to go and check it out.
And on the third Saturday of October, and you can imagine how beautiful it is that time of year in the mountains, this bridge is open to pedestrians, and this is the only time of year that it is open to pedestrians. And there are a number of activities going on there. There's food and music to enjoy, but if you're an adrenaline junkie, there's also base jumping and rappelling and more.
Well, I don't know if I do that. I probably would stick with the music, you know,
yes.
Me and the heights.
Yes.
Or maybe just watch the Sandstone Falls, which is the largest waterfalls on the New River. And it's definitely a popular destination, too, for people who like to go fishing.
Absolutely. And back to the African-American history in this area, there is an African-American heritage driving tour. Like I said, you can download the audio to that. You can listen to it and just peruse their website if you can't quite go there yet. But you can listen to it as you're driving as well. You can learn about the many Black coal miners, railroad workers, and other community members who helped shape and build the region. There's 17 destinations along this tour. Like I said, lots of schools, churches, coal camps, and hospitals that are preserved to check out.
Well, that definitely sounds like one of those places, again, this, that little unknown type history, especially around African-American history. I'm not really sure how well known that is, but
right,
it would be a great one to check out.
And one particular figure from those communities is Bill Withers, musician.
Yes, yes, yes. I like his music.
Yes. And he was born in the mining town Slab Fork of West Virginia.
And just that name, Slab Fork.
Yeah. I think it's very fitting.
It is definitely very fitting. Now, the park also offers a couple of guided activities throughout the year, too, such as a water safety weekend, wildflower. I would definitely think with the World of Dangerous that would be a really big, big weekend when people go there. And those hidden history tours, like what we were just talking about, where people don't know it exists right there, you can definitely go and check it out on some of those hidden history tours.
And they also have a 100-mile challenge where they just challenge you to get in 100 miles of hiking your way, just through the trails at the park.
Take about 6 months or so to do that. That sounds pretty challenging to me. So what about a website, though? Because this sounds fantastic. It's a great way to check out the state based on this quarter.
Yes, there really is something for everyone within the state park. And if you want to learn more, you go to nps.gov/NERI.
Well, definitely check out that website. And again, we'll put these websites on our website, travelbagswithanita.com. And there are many more things that you can certainly do in West Virginia other than those things that you find on the quarter. So there are a couple of other things. I know we're coming down to the end of the show here, but one or two other things that you can do?
Let's get in the Mothman Museum, because I think that's a very unique destination dedicated to a local legend. I love stories like that. So Mothman Museum, lots of press clippings, memorabilia. So if you're interested in maybe the X-Files, that'd be a place for you to check out.
That would definitely be a place to check out. So let's put that one on the list, too. And thank you guys for listening to us today. We talk about Tahiti and then West Virginia. Of course, we're all over the place. To find out more about the show, check out our website at travelbagswithanita.com. And our show today is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. Check out their website at sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. And we'll be back again with more great destinations and tips all about travel here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.